Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Houston Astros and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Campbell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cap Peterson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ernie Bowman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller takes first base on ball four. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Haller. The throw from Campbell and he is out, Temple applying the tag. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss. Peterson reaches second base with a double. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. One out. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss. Perry reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Perry. The throw from Campbell and he is out, Aspromonte applying the tag. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hiller. The throw from Campbell and he is out, Lillis applying the tag. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Goss throws the ball into Campbell who tags McCovey trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Keene goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Warwick. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Peterson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cepeda moves to third. Matty Alou pinch hits for Ernie Bowman. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Pagan now playing shortstop. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0 for 1 in the game. Goss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to third. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. Goss moves to second. It's Astros, 1, Giants, 1. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Goss moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Perry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Perry for the double play. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keene is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 2 in the game. Warwick hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Haller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Peterson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goss moves to third. Brock Davis pinch hits for Ken Johnson. Don Larson now pitching. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lillis bunts in front of the plate. Haller fields it and throws to first for the out. Goss scores. Campbell moves to second. Two outs. It's Astros, 2, Giants, 2. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Larson moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Larson scores. Hiller moves to third. It's 3-2, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McCovey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to second. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Hiller scores. Keene moves to third. Mays moves to second. It's 4-2, Giants. Don McMahon now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 2. the Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 3 in the game. Warwick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warwick moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Goss strikes out. Two outs. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goss throws the ball into Lillis, who tags Davenport trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larson bunts towards the mound. McMahon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pagan moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hiller hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Felipe Alou now playing right field. Harvey Keene now playing left field. Willie McCovey now playing first base. Al Spangler pinch hits for Don McC. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lillis takes first base on ball 4. Spangler moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Temple bunts towards the mound. Larson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spangler moves to third. Lillis moves to second. Billy Pierce now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 4 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Spangler scores. Lillis moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Giants. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Warwick takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Runnels is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.